Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another very exciting tutorial. Today we're going to be taking a look at creating some smoke trails, and it's going to be very exciting. We're going to be using Particular, and we're also going to be using our new plugin, Optical Flares, to create the lights in the 3D space. So here is a look at what we're going to be creating. All right, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to create a new composition. And these settings look pretty good. We'll do 300 frames and we'll hit OK. Now I have this shot of New York City from the Empire State Building. And bring it out, hit S, and we're going to scale it down. And you can also just grab the corners here. Might even change the color, make it easier to see there. Now we are going to make it 3D, so we'll click on the 3D layer switch. We're going to create a new camera. We'll do like a 28 millimeter OK. And then we're going to create a light. So we'll choose new light. And we're going to call this light emitter. And the reason why is that way Particular will automatically use it to emit particles. So we'll hit OK. And I'm also going to go to the background layer, hit AA, and set accept lights off. And that way the light in our scene won't affect the background layer. We're also going to take that background layer and we're going to push it back in Z space. So we'll switch over here to the top view. We'll back that up really, really far away. Perfect. I'm going to scale it up. Now, the light is going to represent our missile stream, so we want to go ahead and animate it. So if we go back to the top view, we can see our camera right here, and we have our background layer here, and our light. So we'll move our light just behind the camera. We'll hit P, brings up the position. We'll set a keyframe. We'll move forward, I'm not sure how, just a few frames here, and we'll move it really, really close. So we'll just create a quick animation, go back to the active camera here. And so now we have this light kind of flying past. And we might even make this animation a little bit longer. And we'll play with that in a little bit. So this is looking pretty good. Now we may want to add a little bit of randomness to the position of the light. So we use a quick expression. I'll alt-click on the stopwatch for the position. Bam. We'll type wiggle, parentheses, 0.5, 150. So every half a second, it will move 150 pixels or so in that range. And we'll hit away there. And so our light, if we click on it, also, if we turn on this little switch here, then we'll actually see the trajectory there. So that's kind of cool. Looks like one of those guided missiles, except the guidance chip has been removed in order to save San Francisco, a la The Rock and Nicolas Cage. I think you guys remember that. They're up in the tower there, and they're talking about, are they going to shoot it? I don't know. Then they fire it, and it goes off. Bogey detonated underwater, they say. Anyway, love that movie. Let's go ahead and create our particles. So we'll come over here. We'll create a new solid. We'll call this Particular. And we'll hit OK. We'll choose Effect, Trap Code, Particular. Now I am using Particular version 2, which has some really cool new features. We have our settings here. We're going to go to the emitter. And we're going to change it from a point to lights. So now we have a bunch of snow coming off of this missile, and it's just spreading love and presence. But we want to change that. We're just going to go with the killing missiles for now. Maybe do the love in another tutorial. We're going to set the velocity down to 0. And the velocity randomness and basically all this stuff. We want to just make this all 0, 0, 0. So that we just have a thin stream of particles. Now, here's a cool little tip. If we go to let's do it about right here. Let's add a keyframe. if your time indicator is on a keyframe and you select the name of the parameter, and then you move, say, the light over, it offsets all of the keyframes by that value. So if you're looking at your animation, you want to move it over or something like that, just create a temporary keyframe at that point in time, select the name, make your adjustment, and then just delete that keyframe, and your animation will work just the same. So looking good, let's make it look a little bit more like smoke. So I have this smoke cloud picture, which is actually just a picture of a cloud, used Photoshop and kind of keyed out the blue, so it has transparency built into it. It's kind of random. Now, we could use multiple pictures of different clouds to give it a lot more of a random look, but, you know, it's a free tutorial. I don't think we're going to be getting that advanced. No, just kidding. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, we'll bring that smoke cloud out. Very good. Look at that. It's like a little smoky day. What we want to do is use it as a custom particle. So we'll shut it off. We don't need to see it. Particular is going to load it. And we'll go to the effects here. Scroll down to the particle. Now we're going to be doing a lot of refinements, but we'll just kind of go as we go here. We're going to change the particle type from a sphere to a sprite. Now, really quick, the difference between a sprite and a textured polygon is simply a sprite always faces the camera. And that's good because then if you're flying around particles, I won't see the edges of the smoke or it won't become flat. But if you do want that, you can use the textured polygon and the camera can actually rotate around it three-dimensionally. I'll show you that a little bit later if we have time, you know, if we don't run out of money on the budget for this tutorial. We'll go to Sprite and we're going to go down here to Texture. We're going to change the layer to our smoke cloud PNG, and look, it's there, very small. We'll turn it up here, and we'll move this over a bit. Now, it's looking a little bit too perfect. I mean, it's interesting, though. I mean, this is definitely interesting. It's like there's no atmosphere, and the smoke is, I guess that wouldn't really work. I'll email NASA to find out. But we want to add a few different variations to this because it is, in fact, pretty perfect. In fact, we want it to travel even longer. Let's go back to the top view here. And that's another cool feature with Particular 2 is you can actually see the particles in the custom or the orthographic views, like the side view and the top view. So that's kind of helpful. I'm going to go ahead, move our light even further. We want to really put some time on this. And then we'll move our background also back like that. And then we'll go back to the active camera. I'm sure there's a shortcut to bring that up, but I don't know what it is. We're going to go ahead and scale this back up. And we're going to come down here. I want to turn up the velocity from motion in the emitter setting. So we'll just turn that up just a little bit. And that way the particles will move forward as they're emitted. But we also want to play with the rotation. So in Particular 2, there's some really nice rotation control for the particles. So we'll go down to the Particle tab, go down to Rotation, and we want to turn up the random rotation. So as we turn that up, the smoke trail starts getting a lot puffier, but we want to be careful that we don't rotate it too much. So just a little bit so that it looks like there is a bit of randomness. But we're also going to play around with the random size. So size random, we'll go ahead and turn that up a little bit. Maybe bring the size of the entire stream down. So it's starting to look pretty good. I think our velocity from motion is a little high, so we'll just turn that down a little bit. Now, there's another cool setting, and if we come down here, it's called Physics Air Resistance. So if we turn that up a little bit, what's going to happen is the effects are going to be slowed. So right here, you can see that the particles emit, and they just everything is static. Now, if we turn this down a little bit to maybe about 2, what you can see is that the particles slowly stop. So they begin to move and then they stop. Now, air resistance is a very cool thing, and it's even better now that you can air resistance the rotation. So if we turn that on, we'll come back up here to the rotation and turn the rotation speed up. So if we turn this up, not too much, but maybe about 0.2, what we should be able to see is that when they're born, you see it's rotating here, and then they stop rotating. Now, we want to go ahead and rotate the entire effect. So here we have the rotate on the z-axis, and this will just allow us to offset it. We want that lighter color to be facing up and the darker color to be facing down, and that way it just matches the scene a little bit better. And if anyone knows anything about marine biology, there's a thing called countershading. Now, this is good. It's a little bit static, so we want to add even more kind of randomness. So we'll scroll down to the physics turbulent field, and we have a thing called effect position. Now, if we turn that up, the particles start to disperse. Now, that's a little bit extreme, but if we just turn it up a little bit, and if we turn the scale down maybe to 5, now, I also want to turn the evolution speed down to about 20 so that it doesn't just animate in a weird way. Now, I also want to go ahead and turn up the life of the particle. So we'll set that to maybe 15. We don't want them fading out too early. And we're also going to play around with the size over life. Now, this can be a little tricky, but you basically want to just draw like a quick trail. So here we can see now it's small, and then they get bigger and they kind of puff out. So that's really cool. Click on the smooth button here, and that way it'll be a nice smooth animation. So I think if I kept going, we would probably improve it a little bit. But knowing you know, the way things happen in tutorials, it'll probably just get worse, and then I'll be like, well, never mind, and then do all this editing and trick, you know, cuts and stuff. I don't know. All right, so this is looking pretty good. Now, here's a cool thing about using particular, is we can duplicate the light, hit P. Remember the trick we talked about earlier, if we create a keyframe, select the name position, and then move that light over, it moves all of the keyframes. So we can have some of these coming from down below here. We can even offset the timing so that one shoots out, you know, and then the next one shoots out. And it'll just be like the movie Independence Day when they're firing the missiles and then the one gets stuck. And so then he has to fly the plane into the alien ship. I mean, obviously. Okay, so this is looking good. We might do some color correction on our particular layer. We could do that by you know, adding some curves or something like that. Maybe turning the blue up here and the bring the red down. That looks pretty good. And you could make a ton of these. Now, here is another cool shortcut, Control-Shift-H. And that hides the helpers in your scene so that you can actually see what's going on. So we turn those on, we turn them off. So kind of a good little tip. Now, I'm going to go ahead and add a color correction to everything really quick. So we'll create an adjustment layer. And we'll choose color correction, curves, and just a little contrast. Move it a little closer to the camera. It's much more exciting that way. You feel like you're in the missile. And then we can move the camera around. So we'll hit P again. We'll set a keyframe. Start, put that at the beginning there, and then we'll go ahead and just, I don't know, move the camera a little bit. I'm just taking the camera tool and just rotating it. So the next thing we need to do is add some optical flares. Now, you might notice I'm in a pretty good mood, and that's because we recently released a new plugin for After Effects called Optical Flares. Very cool. 3D lens flares, and in fact, here's a quick video of optical flares in action. So a lot of great uses. So check it out. You know, there's some great tutorials as well. There's a, you know, cool crowd simulation, a cool light wall tutorial included with the product. So definitely check it out. So back in After Effects here, we're going to be using that plugin. So we're going to create a new solid. We'll call this Optical Flares and hit OK. We'll move it down below our color correction layer. By the way, return to rename. And we'll choose Effect, Video Copilot, Optical Flares. And we're going to go ahead and very simply set this up. First, it renders on black, but you can set it to transparent. And that way it'll be transparent. Or just change the transfer mode of the layer to screen, and that'll work too. Let me show you how easy it is to set up optical flares with 3D lights. All we do is we change the positioning mode to track lights, and Control-Shift-H, we could turn the brightness up a little bit, and that's all there is to it. The lights automatically get tracked, and you're in business. Now, instead of using the default lens flare, we can go into the options. And that brings up the powerful optical flares interface where we can modify, change the look, or come over here to the side, go to the preset browser, and we can actually go through and load some of the 60 built-in presets. So we have a really, really cool one that I think we will use, and I believe it's in the natural flare. It's called Bay. And it might be related to Michael Bay. It might not, but you'll have to think about that. If we hit OK, that will use that lens flare. Now, we could probably add a quick color correction to the optical flares layer. So if we select it, we could just add a quick curves adjustment, make it nice and bright. And there we go. By the way, another cool feature of optical flares is the show background feature. So from the plugin, what we can do is change the preview background layer to our New York City shot, open up the options, and now the show background feature becomes available. So if we turn that on, then we can start playing around with the look of our lens flare. We can even pop out the preview window and see it in much higher detail. And what's cool about this is that when you go and play around with some of the different presets that are included, you can actually see what they look like when they're combined with your actual background. And when you're all set, we can just hit OK. And real quick, I'll show you one other cool feature is the lens texture feature. So if you select the global parameters, we can come in here, turn this to say DAG or one of the many, turn the illumination radius down. And now we just have like a cool kind of dirty texture on the lens. And that's just another cool way to add some realism. But we'll go ahead and set that to none and we'll hit OK. Now there's another cool feature with optical flares. So if we look at the flares by themselves, they look pretty cool, but we can turn on this flicker and we'll turn it up to maybe 20 and 20. And we'll turn the amount up a little bit. It gives the lights a little bit of flickering so that you can kind of see that the energy is changing. So this is like a perfect example of using this particular technique and this feature for multiple lights so that you don't have to add a wiggle to the brightness and make the lights, you know, randomly blink on at the same time. They're different missiles, and this way the flicker feature actually randomizes the settings for each light. So if we were to, you know, duplicate the light here, make another emitter, and let's see, Control-Shift-H, and we'll go ahead and just move it down. So here we have three missiles, and we have three flares now. I didn't have to do anything other than duplicate it, because optical flares actually tracks lights that are on, and you have a lot of control over how they're affected. And if we change the color of the light, if we hit AA, we could change the color. You know, maybe this is a different color missile. And particular actually has a cool feature also. Just to go over this, we can change it from sprite to sprite colorize, and then we can change the color down here set color from light emitter. So this isn't a great example, but if you're doing like some light streaks or something interesting, the lens flares and the color of the particles can all be controlled simply by changing the color of your light. So we'll go ahead, back that up, and go back, bam. So anyway, this is how you can create some cool particle streams inside of After Effects using some very cool plugins. I am Andrew Kramer, and please check out our new plugin. You know, we put a lot of work into it, and your support definitely helps us keep making tutorials and keep running this show. So, I am Andrew Kramer, and we will see you next time.